When someone helps you advocate for yourself, they are reminded of what to do to protect their interests the next time that it is required. Hello, 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 and welcome to More Than Money, a podcast where we have nuanced conversations about money, business, and life, where we take the time to explore the human side of money. Because success with money is never just about the numbers. I'm your host, Jacquette Timmons, and I am really, really glad that you have joined me today. So whether this is your first episode, welcome back. And if this, I should say, if this is your first episode, welcome. Or if this is one of many, welcome back. And before we dive into today's episode, I know that I have extended in previous ones the invitation to explore working with me, whether that's one-on-one in my private coaching practice or inviting you to join the Pricing Made Human Pricing Masterclass that I host every June and December. But I've never dedicated an episode to really describing what it is like to indeed work with me. What can you expect from those experiences and what results you might possibly get? So stay tuned because I am working on an episode to do just that. But in the meantime, let's get into today's episode. So recently, I made and sent a series of SOS calls and text messages to a few of my peeps. And I did so because I was in need of insight. I was in need of insight and an objective set of eyes to help me evaluate an opportunity that I am considering. An opportunity that, on one hand, has me all starry-eyed, like, oh, in the vein of they chose me, and this could be a game changer. And on the other hand, one that made me pause and made me question, is this really a good deal for me? And it reminded me of the phrase, not all money is good money. Have you heard of it before? If not, it is a phrase that is, often used in the world of private equity as a way to caution founders about the terms to which they are agreeing when it comes to their term sheet. Because maybe the money, the support, and the network that they really need and that they really want access to either get their business off the ground or take it to the next level, maybe at the end of the day, it comes with terms and conditions that are in their best interest, but only for the short term. But in the long term, it mostly prioritizes the investor's return on investment. And so this is where we cue the iconic line from the theme song of the 1980s cult movie, Who You Gonna Call? Ghostbusters. Don't hold me singing that against me. But leaning into this phrase metaphorically was an important reminder to advocate for myself and to advocate for myself by tapping into the insight and the wisdom of my peeps, who I trust to help me do what is best for me and my business. And what was I really looking for? I was looking for help. I was looking for help to close my knowledge gap and to expose my blind spots. And by the way, my peeps, my dream team, you know who you are. So if you are listening, this is my public thank you so very much. On the surface, it may seem like talking about blind spots isn't exactly the same as a film with a storyline that combines elements of comedy, science fiction, and horror to deal with paranormal activity about unseen ghosts. However, blind spots are also about unseen ghosts in quotation marks, right? Ghosts that haunt our thinking and that haunt the actions that we do or don't take, that we do take or don't take. And they may manifest in a variety of ways and affect different aspects of our lives, of our work, and our money differently. But the truth of the matter is that we all have blind spots. They exist for all of us as a reflection of our own limitations and biases. And they can even cause us to have errors in judgment. And all of this can unfold because we've overlooked important information, we've misinterpreted data, and or we've underestimated some risks. Or it may simply be the case that we are operating outside of our area of expertise and with a limited perspective in an area with which we are unfamiliar. So my question to you is, who is on your Ghostbuster squad? Who do you call when you need help thinking your options and making a decision, or thinking through your options and making a decision? And while it is true that others can't decide for you, they sure as heck can help you make as smart of a choice as you possibly can. And that is why it is so important to have people that you trust that you can lean upon in moments like this. And in my case, I consulted with people with business and industry experience and expertise related to the opportunity that I'm considering. And so notice, there are probably a number of people that I trust and I could have had this conversation with, but it would not have been very fruitful for me in terms of the goal that I really had for those conversations. So I chose both the people that I trust and that had industry or business expertise and experience in this particular situation. And so the folks that I reached out to, I consider them as a part of my dream team in this particular instance. And my dream team, because they were helping me to avoid both the blind spots of which I am already aware, like that feeling of wanting to belong, if you will, as well as discovering the less obvious ones that comes from a lack of industry and insider practices and perspective. So their counsel is what is helping me to think this through thoroughly and deeply, and to answer the questions that I already have, to come up with additional ones, to suggest points of negotiation, and to figure out if whether or not this opportunity is indeed in the best interest of me and my business. And yes, you're like, what the heck is she talking about? I am intentionally being vague about my situation, which sparked this episode, because at the end of the day, the particulars of my situation are really not that relevant. They're not that relevant in terms of the purpose and the goal of this episode and what it is that I want you to take away from it. Because the truth is, whether it regards interpersonal relationships, professional endeavors, or financial decisions, there are often unseen obstacles and overlooked blind spots that can hinder your progress. And they may show up as assuming another's intentions, or overestimating your own competence, or prioritizing the short-term, you know, goals or gains or benefits at the sacrifice of the long-term goals and your long-term game plan. And this is where I want to talk about the exchange of gifts, because the gifts that I got from my peeps, my dream team, was their honest counsel, guidance, and support. The gift that I gave them was my trust. And sometimes I think we underestimate the exchange that happens when we ask for help and when we let others help us. That's an exchange. That is a gift. That's a trust thing. And that is not to be underestimated in terms of the magnitude of that. And so for starters, there, you know, whoever you may ask, whoever's on your Ghostbuster squad, you are giving them an opportunity to validate their expertise, their skills, and their knowledge. You are also helping them to pay forward the acts of kindness or assistance that was given to them at some point in time. And plus, not all people, but most people love contributing to the success of others. Therefore, asking people and letting them help you is another way of amplifying their sense of purpose. Also, though, asking for help fosters a sense of connection and camaraderie. And that helps to deepen bonds and strengthen relationships with those that you've asked and who have stepped up to help you. And I can tell you that this definitely happened in my case. And there's also a very small, but a small chance that it may even be a learning opportunity for them too. Because by helping you and by, you know, helping you through the questions that you have in the context and the circumstances of the situation, there's a chance that they too will gain new insights and perspectives or skills in the process that they can apply not only to themselves, but to somebody else who may come to them with a similar question. So that's one thing that we underestimate, the exchange and that gift. The other thing that we underestimate is how what we do for others, we also do for ourselves. And so when someone helps you advocate for yourself, they are reminded of what to do to protect their interests the next time that it is required, the next time that they need to be mindful about how they are thinking and what actions they are or are not taking. And so in this exchange process, everyone is reminded of how asking for help and giving it is a demonstration of trust, of respect, and collaboration. Additionally, because I think the sentiment behind not all money is good money can equally apply to evaluating deals that you may be contemplating or working with prospects and clients, as it does to raising capital from investors, at the end of the day, it is ultimately an invitation to be self-reflective and vulnerable, because it takes a lot to say to someone, I need help and I need help in these specific ways, or to admit to someone, these are the blind spots that I'm aware of and that I want you to help me get through or circumvent. And then for them to then reflect back to you some blind spots that you might not even be aware of. That requires self-awareness, a bit of self-reflection, and being vulnerable. It also requires getting clear about what you want and why. And finally, it requires that you are proactive in what happens next. I look at all of this, both for what I experienced personally and what I'm hoping that you will take away from this, is that when you are presented with something that makes you go, it is the pause that you need to ensure that you are doing as much as you can to protect your interests, and not just the interests of what you need and want today, but what you will need and want in the future, or at least as best you can, because, you know, life. Well, that is it for today, folks. As always, thank you for listening and listening all the way into this point. If you'd like to show appreciation for this podcast or maybe this particular episode, please share it with someone that you know so that we can reach more people. And please do me a favor, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and a review. One, we do read them, but two, that just helps with the algorithm and, you know, that's gold, if you will. And if you are on YouTube, I would love it if you would take a moment and leave a comment below. And as always, if you'd like to buy me a coffee, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/Jacquette, buymeacoffee.com/Jacquette. I will be back with another episode, and I hope you will join me then too. Until then, remember, it's about more than money.